This episode of eHealth Radio is sponsored by C-Like Technologies at clighttechnologies.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Christy Sheehy-Benzinger, the co-founder and CEO of C-Light Technologies, a neurotech and AI startup company whose mission is to develop digital solutions using eye motion metrics for potential prognostic and preventative care in neurology. And Dr. Sheehy-Benzinger, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So I understand your research studies eye motion, which could be a proxy to brain health and cognition. What is the significance of the connection between the eye and the brain? Let's start there.
Sure. Yeah. So actually, our eye is directly connected to our brain through what's called an optic nerve. And so stimuli through the outside world, so if we're looking at a friend, a loved one, an object, that information is going to pass through our eye and then hit the very back layer of the eye called the retina for processing. And so being that the back of the eye is also the front of the brain, you can really think of the retina and ultimately your eye as an extension of the brain. And so now we have a way of really visualizing these complex inner workings of the brain through the non-invasive movement and structure of the eye in real time.
And how interesting is that? And thanks for your response and feedback. That is definitely helpful. Why are doctors from all various fields so interested in what's going on with people's eyes today? Talk to us about that.
So actually, our eyes are a non-invasive window into many aspects of our overall health. So a lot of people will just think about maybe retinal disease, glaucoma, dry eye, really just diseases that they think of when they think of the eye as being the only areas that the eye can be used to monitor. But actually, diabetes, thyroid disease, cardiac disease, even neurological disease can all be tracked and monitored through the eye. And typically this is done through, again, either monitoring the movement of the eye over time or potentially changes in structure in the eye over time as well.
And once again, very, very interesting. Now, let's look at the problem. We've had transformative tech enter the medical field in the past few decades but neurology seems to remain stuck in the past. What are the issues that neurology is facing today? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
So I'd say there's really two main problems. The first is that we really have a lack of tools that can objectively detect disease, distinguish between disease, and even monitor disease on a fine scale. And then the number two reason, I think, would be the ability to reliably detect progression at a fine scale. And so with these lack of tools, really, doctors right now are doing bedside exams, cognitive assessments, telling you to remember a word at the beginning of your exam, and then, you know, telling them at the end of the exam. So these are going to be really subjective ways that rely on the patient's feedback to assess how someone's brain is doing. And so this kind of builds this inability to really see fine changes happening over time. And without these tools, even with what we have today, without these tools, we're not able to build or create drugs that can help to stop the disease. And so really having these lack of tools to monitor, diagnose, detect, it's really kind of putting us in this standstill, I would say, in the space.
Well, we certainly appreciate the insight and information and feedback shared so far today. We're speaking with Dr. Christy Sheehy-Benzinger, the co-founder and CEO of C-Light Technologies, a neurotech and AI startup company whose mission is to develop digital solutions using eye motion metrics for potential prognostic and preventative care in neurology. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Neurology and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, let's look at the solution. Based on your research, what changes in the medical field do you predict will happen and will help take fields like neurology into the 21st century at last?
I think digital health and AI solutions are really what's booming right now in the healthcare space. And I think this is going to be able to transform not only neurology, but really all aspects of care into the 21st century. And so I personally think that this eye-brain connection that I study and I'm so passionate about is going to be a fantastic way for us to non-invasively quantify symptoms and push fields like neurology, which are a little bit stagnant in terms of their drug development, forward at a lot faster of a pace. And so at our startup company, C-Light, we are actually building right now and have an investigational device called the RetiTrack, which is going to be able to capture and quantify eye motion. And this can be recorded and tracked over time.
Yeah, that's certainly some good news right there. In conclusion, for someone currently working in academia who says, I have this great invention, I want to take it to the market, what advice would you give someone planning to take the next step in embarking on that entrepreneurial journey like you have?
So I think coming from an academic setting and then transitioning into industry, the most important piece of advice is to really make sure that what you are building and what you are providing to the world is something that is really meeting a specific unmet need or a burning problem within the space. I think a lot of the times in an academic setting, we can have our blinders on and be super focused on projects that we're building and not necessarily realize that other people aren't as excited about it as we are within our kind of niche space. And so I encourage individuals not to fall into this trap and to really talk to as many people as possible, potential future customers, and see if this is something that you're building that's going to really, again, meet an unmet need or a burning problem in the space. And once you have that, and once you're building something that people are really going to want, you can then focus on building the business and making that business with a purpose.
Dr. Sheehy Benzinger, we really appreciate what you do and for joining us on behalf of C-Light Technologies and for getting us up to speed within the neurology space. Really appreciate it. And if listeners wanted to get more information online on C-Light Technologies, where's the best place to do so?
So we do have a website. It's www.clighttechnologies.com. And we are also on LinkedIn. So feel free to check us out there where we have new posts coming in, you know, a couple times a week sharing about this power of the eye.
Really do appreciate the added resources. And again, folks, we'll include those links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, listeners, it is clighttechnologies.com. Dr. Sheehy Benzinger, all the best. Thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
And you're more than welcome. And you too. We've been speaking with Dr. Christy Sheehy Benzinger, the co-founder and CEO of C-Light Technologies, a neurotech and AI startup company whose mission is to develop digital solutions using eye motion metrics for potential prognostic and preventative care in neurology. And for all the details, once again, visit clighttechnologies.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.